Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It is 13 minutes to 9 o'clock. Annabel Neesham has a Group 1 after training for just 7 months, and she's looking to make it 2 on the weekend with the same horse, Mwoonga, who goes around in the Doncaster. One of 3 runners, Annabel is settling up. She's also got Queen of Wizardry going around in the Inglis and a nice 2-year-old in the kindergarten. Always great to catch up with Annabel. How are you?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. It's been a busy week for you and the team, and you've taken some very nice blue bloods out of the Inglis sales, including that $2.1 million, the second highest of the sale. You must have been wrapped with what the sale produced for you.
Yeah, exactly. Delighted that Tony Fong managed to clutch a couple of the really nice big colts that, you know, had great pedigrees and good physicals to match. So be excited about seeing them. They head up just to Queensland and get broken in up there, but yeah, look forward to when they come back and manage to get my hands on a couple of other nice fillies as well for various other clients. So yeah, really good sale for us, and hopefully we can bring them back to some nice races next year.
Yeah, we'll be talking about them next year. The focus tomorrow, though, is on your guineas winner, Mwoonga. 49 kilos for Robbie Dolan, but the barrier is the conundrum. Have you had a team meeting? Have you gone through a match day plan as to what will be the riding instructions? What will Robbie do from that gate?
Oh, I've had a chat with him yesterday. Obviously not an ideal barrier, but you know, both of us have gone back and watched a lot of previous Doncasters, and it really does seem the one start there at Randwick where barriers don't matter so much. The winners have drawn very wide there, so I'm not overly concerned. I think if it was a 1400 metre or a 2000 metre race, I'd be a little bit more wary, but it's probably going to suit his pattern anyway. He's going to be in the second half of the field, and look, hopefully they go hammer and tong up front and he can run over the top of them.
Would you like him to be running on out wide or looking for a bit of luck and trying to slice through the field?
I'll leave that to Robbie. You know, I think the way he was ridden in the Rosehill Guineas, I'm not criticising Tommy at all. Obviously, you know, it was a good ride, but he was taking no chances in looping the field. I think it'll be a bit harder to do that in this company. So I'm sure if splits come, that's probably a better way to go. But yeah, he's a sort of horse I don't want to be taking off at the 600. I think you want to be making your move once you've straightened. So look, Robbie's a great young rider, and he does the weight easily, and I'm sure he's going to give him every chance.
It was a tough win in the Rosehill Guineas. He drops back 400 metres into the Doncaster. Has that been a tough task to try and, I suppose, get that speed in his legs for a mile?
No, well, he's freshened up nicely. We didn't do a lot with him the week after, and he had a nice sort of easy gallop Saturday and then a better gallop on Tuesday, and he's got a real spring in his step. I've been riding him, and he feels fantastic, so even this morning he was having a bit of a bronc and a squeal around the trotting ring, which he doesn't normally do. Mm-hmm. So feel like there's a bit of sense of timing to him, and that, you know, tomorrow's the day he's ready to go bag.
Doncaster's so hard to win, but is there one or two that you think are your main dangers? Oh, you there, Annabel? Sounds like we might have just lost Annabel. We'll try and get her back. She's probably out with the horses as we speak, so it sounds like her line has dropped out there. She, of course, has 2 other runners in the Doncaster. Olmedo, to be ridden by Tommy Berry, and Zaki's a very interesting runner because we haven't seen this galloper here. It's to be ridden by Regan Bayliss. Had a couple of impressive trials, the former English galloper, so it'll be interesting to see how Zaki performs first up here in Australia over the mile. And Olmedo has drawn the best of Annabel's 3 runners in gate 5 with Tommy Berry on board. And this is the first run for Annabel after coming from the Chris Wallace stable. I think we've got Annabel back. You there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure what happened there.
Oh, I thought I might have stumped you with the question, who's the hardest to beat?
Oh, I think there's a number of chances. I think Villiers and Cascadian, you know, have been racing extremely well, probably got conditions to suit them. Forbidden Love, I think, looks a great chance with that lightweight. Yeah, Aldash was good the other day. I think there's a number of chances. I think it's a really exciting race. It's a very open race. I like Zaki as well at big odds. He's a nice import. So It's going to be an exciting race, as it should be.
Tell us a little bit about Zaki, because this is the first time we've seen him, and remarkably, he's at $81. He's the second outsider in the Doncaster.
Yeah, he's. I suppose we haven't seen him here. It's first up run in a big Group One, so it's probably why his price is as it is. But he's trialled up well. He was a good horse back in Europe. He was a dual Group Three winner, Group Two place, holds the mile track record at Epsom. So he's pretty well credentialed. He even ran in the Hong Kong Mile a couple of years ago and was only beaten four lengths. So you know he's certainly got good form. The barrier's not great, so again I've got to work out a bit of a game plan with him. But I'll be conscious not to give him a gut buster, you know, being first up over a mile. So he'll probably blend in somewhere in the second half of the field, and you know hopefully he'll show that really good turn of foot that he's shown previously.
And Olmedo rounds out your trio of runners first up for your stable. How's he come back? How's he going?
Yeah, he's good. Again, he'll probably need the run, but he's had the three trials. He's drawn well. He's got Tommy Barry on board and excited to see how he can go.
Queen of Wizardry steps out to the 1400 in the English size. Will she be hitting the line?
Yeah, she'll be hitting the line again. I think she'll, you know, she's definitely a top three chance here. I think the favourite looks hard to beat. But, you know, our grand final's 2 weeks over the mile, but I couldn't be happier with the filly going into this race.
And you've got a very nice filly, Ashima, that goes around earlier in the program. And, gee, the form lines are stacking up well around Ashima when she's been placed behind Acrobat, Stay Inside, and was a nice win last start.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. I'd like to ride her with a bit of a sit tomorrow. She didn't get that chance but at the Kensington track and hit the front quite soon. But I think if she can smuggle in behind them, you know, she's definitely a winning chance.
Annabelle, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.